So good morning. Thanks, Jerry. So on behalf of Dr. Jesse Goodman, the Center Director for Center for Biologics, Karen Mithun, the Deputy, and Celia Witten, the Office Director of Office of Cell Tissue and Gene Therapy, and myself, I welcome you to this unique course, Working with FDA, Biological Products and Clinical Development. The significance, as you heard from Jerry, that the significance of this course was identified by the steering committee between FDA and NCI, Interagency Oncology Task Force, that was formed several years ago under the leadership and the vision of Dr. Andy Van Estenbach, who was at then Director of the National Cancer Institute, now the Commissioner of the FDA, and Dr. Mark McClellan, the then Commissioner of the FDA, now Private Citizen. This steering committee now is co-chaired by the by NCI's Deputy Director, Dr. Anna Barker, and the Assistant Commissioner of FDA, Dr. Teresa Mullen. She is the Assistant Commissioner for Office of Planning at the Office of the Commissioner. So the course today is designed to provide important and the necessary information to NCI-supported investigators, yourself, who plan to bring novel concepts and ideas from bench to the bedside and through the clinical development process of the biological products that include cell therapies, gene therapies, cancer vaccines, immune therapies, antibodies, therapeutic proteins, and what have you. The list of speakers today that is in your program book is that includes regulatory experts from our two FDA centers, the Center for Drug Evaluation Research, Center for Biologics Evaluation Research, and the NCI. These speakers will focus today on the scientific, technical, and the regulatory requirement for the product development, which can lead to the final approval. In addition, as Jerry mentioned, that it'll provide you a unique opportunity to and a forum for the discussion of issues that you might have that are related to the cutting edge area product categories, and also discussion on the regulatory requirements for and the process of the development of these novel technologies. It is envisioned that this joint FDA-NCI course will provide benefit to you in understanding the critical issues and the process which will better facilitate product development for cancer therapy. Therefore, I'll encourage all of you to take the advantage of this course, the material prepared for you, which is provided in the book, and the availability of the experts under one roof from FDA and the NCI that can answer your question. They will be available throughout the day during the course of this training. Of course, I'd like to acknowledge the leadership of Drs. Ida Bloom, who's from CBER, Dr. Steve Creekmore from NCI, and Dr. Leslie Wheelock. She is a director of at the Office of Compliance, Office of Consumer Training and Manufacturing Assistant, ACTMA, and the Palladian Partners for organizing this course and bringing an impressive list of speakers from the FDA and the NCI. I also like to thank the speakers who has made tremendous efforts in preparation for this course. Your presentation and your participation is highly appreciated. We extend our thanks to the audience for your participation, and I hope it is an active participation and joining us in reaching to a common goal, which is protecting and enhancing public health through clinical research and the innovative discovery. And thank you again for inviting me to address you and wish you my best to have a wonderful course and interaction today.